I was wondering the same thing, I smiled. I never expected that we would be wrestling with such a seemingly simple concept, trying to reconcile our different perspectives. But in fact, I think the conversation may have had some benefit and made things clearer for me, because it changed my thinking in one regard. You asked me if I thought that meditating would be considered productive activity. From the conventional Western perspective, my initial response was no. But while you were talking, I think I changed my mind. I want to recant my statement. Now I'm thinking that in view of your definition of productive meditation, where the meditative states are brought into the world, at the very least in how we interact with others, I think it would be considered a productive activity because the monks or meditators were learning, they were developing their minds, training their minds, and making positive changes. And in that sense, they were making progress and accomplishing goals. So I think it would be considered productive. Anyway, I think we have come to an understanding. Even though different people may have different concepts of what they consider productive work to be, for the purposes of our discussions, I'd like to stick with your concept. That productive work involves being engaged in an activity that is associated not only with accomplishing something, some kind of goal-directed activity, but also that activity has to have some kind of positive purpose. He nodded his head.
Agreed.
After our discussion, I eventually did dig up a dictionary to look up the word productive, a word stemming from the word produce, from the Latin words meaning to draw forward. There were no surprises. The English word has clear-cut, creative, and generative connotations, having to do with bringing forth, giving birth to a particular result, the creation of something. But simply taking a few moments to think about the definition of the word brought up an important point. As the Dalai Lama suggested, the term was essentially neutral. One could produce instruments of torture, or one could produce a life-saving medicine. Strictly speaking, both would be considered productive activity. But from the Dalai Lama's perspective, a view of life that focuses on our quest for happiness, the mere production of goods or services is not enough to assure our ultimate happiness. For that to occur, one must add an additional element. We must also consider the results of our labor, the effect it will have on ourselves, our family, society, and the world. As we acknowledged in our discussion of right livelihood, although it is not always easy, nor even always possible, we must do our best to assure that our work brings some benefit to others. For the Dalai Lama, that is the surest way to forge an unbreakable bond between our work and the deep and lasting happiness that we all seek. For some who may consider redefining their concept of productive labor, adopting the Dalai Lama's definition, there may be some danger involved. A cigarette salesperson, for instance, might no longer consider his or her hard work to be productive labor, at least according to this new definition. In fact, adopting this new definition may on the surface appear to be narrowing our definition, limiting the kinds of work that we would consider to be productive. But paradoxically, embracing this new definition of productive labor may actually expand our concept of productivity and open us to many new possibilities, many new sources of satisfaction at work. Changing our concept of productive labor can have some interesting consequences. Now, if we sell software and may have had an unproductive day in terms of not having had a single sale, we can still have a sense of accomplishment if we have had some positive interactions with our customers or coworkers, if we've made their day just a little bit better. Our day is now transformed into a productive day that we can take pride in. Of course, we still need to buy groceries and pay the rent, so all of us still need the conventionally productive days in which we generate some income from our efforts. But a wider definition of productive labor, one based on being of some benefit to others, may provide us with many new sources of satisfaction that can sustain our sense of pride and accomplishment even during the inevitable slow periods of our career. Having arrived at a common definition of productive activity, we were ready to take the final step. Explore the link between productive activity and our fundamental yearning for happiness. The question remained, Do each of us have the inherent potential to experience a sense of deep satisfaction through our work? And if so, what role does work satisfaction play in our overall happiness in life?